What do we say to people who want to go on and on about their way being the only way?
Well, first of all, let me just add that not only are there inter-religious conflicts, but intra-religious ones even more. So, for example, Rumi was a great model of someone who was very much tied to Islam until he met Shams. And then he realized, no, Islam is not my religion. Love is my religion. And he was as much a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Hindu as he was a nominal Muslim. But he had to be very careful in a certain way to hide a lot of his universality in a religious context and encoded often in the Matnawi in ways that would not be obvious to those who would have persecuted him, as happened to Suravardi in that tradition, who was executed for being too open about that. So this is always an issue of closed minds. But I would also like to emphasize that it is a modern and postmodern phenomenon. And what we're talking about is not really religion, but a belief system. And today I would say scientism is the false religion that is the belief system that has captured people's minds in a much more hardened and closed way to their utter destruction. And their belief in it has caused them to self-sabotage their lives because they mistake the signifier of science for true knowledge and believe whatever a so-called expert in that field would tell them. And they are often led down a path of making some very grave mistakes. So the real issue is to have a capacity to think critically and very consciously from within the phenomenal plane, let's say, level of reality, but also to recognize that that is not the only reality, that is the most gross level of reality. And only when we have transcended what let's call the ego plane, the ego being the operating system of the body that has certain skills and functions in order to enable the organism to navigate its way through the phenomenal plane, but that we also have a soul consciousness, which is the witness to that and is not tied to that level of very temporal reality, a very small sliver of time in which we occupy a particular body and live a life that is limited to the mortality of the body from the ego level. But the soul continues, existed before the body, will continue. And beyond the soul, we have what we can call the Atman, or the Holy Spirit, the Absolute, that is transcendent entirely of this plane. And it's an entire spectrum of consciousness, but most people today occupy only the lowest level of the spectrum. And this, I think, is the cause of the great suffering in the world and the great need for people to hold on to belief systems because they lack a sense of essence within. They lack a sense of real being. And because they don't know who they are, they want to hold on to an illusion of certainty. But this is a defense against the emptiness that one will feel when one lets go of the ego identity and a fear of that depersonalization that comes when one does let go. And if one doesn't have faith and a sense of the consciousness that extends beyond the event horizon of the ego, one can indeed fall into a psychotic state rather than a mystical transcendence of the ego. So there are a lot of difficulties in this path. And there are, it's very easy for the narcissistic ego to try to appropriate those higher levels of consciousness, which leads to many of the problems with religion that those people point to, or false gurus, etc. But nonetheless, just because there are counterfeit bills doesn't mean that there isn't a real one. In fact, there must be a real one. There must be true gold, true value, and a true source of the existence of all of this. And only when we have accepted the need to discover that for oneself and become a scientist of one's own consciousness can we discover that truth, not dependent on reading books or believing in scriptures. So I think even if one has a faith in religion, one has to corroborate that through one's own experience, one's own realization of that truth. Otherwise, one is simply a parrot rather than a true being who can speak as a witness to that truth that is transcendent.